Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Bala Vallabha Giri Varadha Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaram Jana Shoda Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaram Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tera Jamuna tera vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Thank you.
कृष्णबिंद की जय। श्री भागवतम क्लास की जय। सर्वत गाय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि गो। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायं मुदीरयेत् नस्य प्रायेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी।
सो वी आर सर्विंग श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो सेवन चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 3 and 4।
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. The chapter titled The son of Drona punished. But this has a very, very confidential subject of Bhagavatam. And as Prabhupada gave a purport, we will try to grasp. So first, today's verse is 3 and 4. So 3 we'll just read together. तस्मिन् स आश्रमे व्यास बदरी सन्दमन्दिते आशीन्यपि उपसृश्य प्राणी दधो मनसयम्। इन दैट प्लेस शिल व्यासदेव इन हिज ओन आश्रम व्हिच वाज सराउंडेड बाय बेरी ट्रीज sat down to meditate after touching water for purification. In Skanda Purana it says these berry trees are manifestation of Lakshmi Devi. When Narayan left Vaikuntha to do meditation as Naranarayan Rishi, then Lakshmi Devi was thinking why he is not coming back. He went, but he is still doing meditation. So then she came and took the form of berry tree, surrounded that Badrika ashram. This is a beautiful explanation. Srila Prabhupada writes purport. Under instruction of his spiritual master Sri Narad Muni, Vyasadev concentrated his mind in that transcendental place of meditation. The next verse. भक्ति जोगे न मानसी सम्मक प्राणी हितामले अपश्यत् पुरुषं पूर्णम् मायां च तद् अपाश्रयम् भक्ति योगे न मानसी सम्यक् प्रणिहिते आमले
apashyat purusha purnam mayam cha jat apashrayam.
Bhakti means devotional service. Yogena, by the process of linking up manasi upon the mind, sammak, perfectly. Pranihite, engage in and fixed upon, amale, without any matter. Apashyat.
Prabhupada, synonyms you have to understand, it's very deep. He says amale, without any matter, but this matter includes all the anarthas of this world. Matter is not just physical dead matter, it's also subtle. False ego, these are also matter, but subtle form.
Mayam, energy. Cha also, tat, his apashrayam, under full control.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Thus he fixed his mind perfectly, engaging it by linking it in devotional service, bhakti yoga.
This is what we are doing. Same thing we are doing.
Without any tinge of materialism, and thus he saw the absolute personality of Godhead along with his external energy, which was under full control.
This is a very important verse, so we are going to break down a little more.
Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmaye Sri Guruve Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kada Mahayam Dadati Shapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Ibishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Desha Tarine Bancha Kalpa Taruvescha Vipasindubhai Evacha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Namo. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varshi Aksharayate Sarvada Sabva Sivaya Sri Krishnaya Namastate.
This Bhagavatam should be recited with a joyful mood of serving Krishna, because this Bhagavatam is directly another form of Krishna.
Sarvada sabha sevaya Sri Krishnaya namaste.
glorification of Krishna will be established in the heart of all the devotees.
Mad ekabandhu mad sangim mad guru man mahadhana mam nistarak mad bhagya mad ananda namastute.
Mad ekabandhu, in your life Bhagavatam is the only friend you have. Constantly within you, through the sloka, through the memory, guiding you to be in a safer side, not to be under illusion. Also, making you fearless and no more lamentation. Matsangim is eternal companion. In Brajadham, all the Brajabasi, they are always reciting the glory of Krishna. This is what Bhagavatam is. Mad Guru Mad Mahadhana. Guru means dispel the darkness within the heart. So when we serve Bhagavatam, if we can embrace Bhagavatam in our heart, then it will dispel, act like a guru. Man Mahadhana. And this is the greatest wealth, because it reveals the beautiful service of divine couple in Golok Vrindavan. Mat Nistaraka, it will deliver me always in every situation, everywhere, not to be contaminated by the material world. Mat Bhagya, that's my best fortune, to have Bhagavatam with me. Mat Ananda Namastute, and I bow down to that Bhagavatam, it makes me always happy. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I just found, I'm going to read something from Krishna Samhita. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes a very interesting point about this Bhagavatam, this part of the section. Srimad Bhagavatam has no birth because it is eternal, without beginning or end. Bhagavatam also, endless. Nevertheless, it is extremely desirable to ascertain when, where and by whom this literature was manifested, according to modern opinion. Modern scholars have concluded that Vyasdev wrote Srimad Bhagavatam on the bank of the Saraswati River under the instruction of Guru Narada Muni, the knower of the truth. Being dissatisfied under writing the scriptures, Vyasdev presented the Srimad Bhagavatam after visualizing the absolute truth through samadhi, that today's verse saying, through samadhi. Samadhi, everybody understands samadhi. Samadhi is not closing eye and just thinking. You actually, this is in a fourth stage. Samadhi means fourth stage. Our perception, our sense contact with the sense organs, or even in a many angle to look at it, even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Indriyani parani ahur indriyebho paramano manastu parabuddhi buddhistu paratatsa. Where is the soul? Not in the physical proximity. Where is the soul? No. Krishna is saying here, the senses are above sense object. Means dead matter, physical dead matter, you see, the senses actually higher than that. Means it has a power to stay above. And it has a controlling power on the sense object. Then above that is the mind. Means mind has a power to control the senses. Then above that is intelligence, where intelligence, when it's connected spiritually, has a power to control the mind and the senses and sense object, everything. Above the intelligence is the soul. This is a third dimension. The soul is on, when soul is connecting with Krishna, that's in a fourth dimension. Turja. Prabhupada put this as a turja, fourth dimension. Samadhi is not just closing eye and, you know, I'm thinking about this world connected with something. No, this is not what samadhi means. Samadhi is very deep meaning. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur write, Bhagavatam, after visualizing the absolute truth through Samadhi, he presented Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of third class. He presented Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of third class people who are unable to understand the deep meaning of a subject. Those great personalities who wrote the scriptures were all known as Vyasas. They are all respected by people in general. In this regard, the title Vyasa indicates all Vyasas, beginning from the Veda Vyas up to the Vyas who wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. When, that means Vyasdev is also a person, is also a position. When he was unable to ascertain the absolute truth after studying all the scriptures, then Vyasdev, who is expert in the spiritual science, withdraw his mind and speech from Dio's literature. Now you understand how it's linking? The Samadhi means you have to go, the consciousness has to travel above the senses to the mind, to the intelligence, then you are your origin. The Brahman means spirit. Then you have to connect. Brahmabhuta prasanatma na sochati na kangsati samasarvesu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate param. If you can cross that consciousness level, Brahman level, then you can enter into the domain of bhakti, service. Yes, it is possible, but we have to be very aware, fully aware, not little bit, fully aware. Where am I? If there is any tinge of material enjoyment spirit, there's something for me, you are not allowed. It will be mixed bhakti, it will not be pure bhakti. In order to have a pure bhakti, the absence of selfishness, self-centeredness. It has to be 100% for Krishna's pleasure. Otherwise, it will be mixed, contaminated. When he was, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, I'm reading, completing this. When he was unable to ascertain the absolute truth after studying all the scriptures, then Vyasdev, who is expert in spiritual science, withdraw his mind and speech from those literature, realized the truth through Samadhi, then wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in that stage, he found that to acquire knowledge, you need to transcend yourself through this process. So while you are processing, it is also bhakti, sadhan bhakti, but it is not completely pure. When the bhava arises, then prema is pure, pure. But of course, we are following the process called pure process. So we have to be fully aware. I may not be fully pure, but I'm following the process, pure process. So that's there. Even we find an example of Brahmaji when he was comparing all the literature those written by Vyasdev. So Radha Govinda Maharaj one time, he gives a pastime that where in old days they have a scale. So Brahmaji, to see where Vyasdev did to illuminate the heart of the conditioned soul, how far, so far, how much he did. And this is just before after Narad Muni left. Then Vyasdev got in Samadhi and he measured and did the valuation, how important, how valuable this Bhagavatam is. So he put all the scriptures that written by Vyasdev before Bhagavatam and after Bhagavatam. So these things happen after. When he put all the literature, millions of verses compiled in one side of the scale, and the other side is only 18,000 verses.
On the one side, millions of verses, other side is only 18,000. But mysteriously, this 18,000 became heavier than all these millions verses. So Brahmaji was convinced. Prabhupada translated one time that Brahmaji, after checking this, no more. He wanted to be fully absorbed in Krishna. No more discussion or question required. He came to this conclusion. So Brahmaji came to conclusion that Bhagavatam is the only thing that Kali Yuga Jiva needs. But problem is not everybody is interested. So that's our duty, to go in a war with Maya. Maya means misconception. How to remove their misconception by presenting Prabhupada's books. So this is important. Even we see in when Bhagavatam beginning, I was referring that in the Bhagavatam beginning, when Vyasdev had his compilation finished, then Sukhdev Goswami repeated, but not exactly repeated, but he gave his own realization, which was heard by Suta Goswami in that audience. And Suta Goswami later on narrated in a full-fledged, with illuminating factor, like Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam was illuminated by Suta Goswami to the Sonokadis, 88,000 rishis, sages gathered there. And he illuminated their heart. Everybody was completely nourished in their heart. They are so much convinced. Seeing that, Vyasdev actually composed the Bhagavatam that we have. So it says that the demigod, they came there and they wanted to kind of negotiate with Sukhdev Goswami in the beginning. He says that you are going to narrate this Bhagavatam. Anybody hears the Bhagavatam will get the Amrit. But it is not Amrit. They said, we also carry Amrit. In heaven, you know, they call Amrit, the Soma juice. So we carry Amrit. Parikshit Maharaj is afraid for 7 days death coming, we can give him some Amrit we have, and this will prolong his lifespan. And Sukhdev Goswami looked at all the demigods. He said, how dare they think in his mind? This is the commentary given by one of the acharya, that Radha Govinda Maharaj narrated this. That how dare these demigod things that their nectar and this Bhagavatam nectar are same? So he felt disgusted. So they wanted to hear. He said, no, take them out. They already have a, why? They have already presumed that they think they know what Bhagavatam is. So they got deprivation. We block ourselves if we think we already know what Bhagavatam is, then difficult to stand under Prabhupada or under shelter of Guru Vaishnava and then receive their mercy. It's difficult. If we can come as a humble servant, that I don't know anything, that everything that I know, is not that I don't know anything, whatever I know, it's by the mercy. That possible, they are connected with unlimited nectar, and that our, whatever I understood, is just a tiny fraction, is nothing. So humble attitude can make us to perceive. So demigod were driven out. They could not hear Bhagavatam, because they thought it is like a nectar, you know, little more quantity or something. So like this attitude, we see that the most important verse, well, every verse is important in Bhagavatam, but
This verse is very important for today's, that bhakti yogena manasi. You can meditate on that whole day. Bhakti yogena manasi sambhak pranita amale apashyat purusham purnam mayam chajat ahitukam. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, perfect vision of the absolute truth is possible only by the linking process of devotional service. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. One can perfectly realize the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, only by the process of devotional service. One can enter into the kingdom of God by such perfect knowledge. So what is the key point in that paragraph, Prabhupada writes? The perfect vision we can also have. How? By bhakti only. Without bhakti, it is not possible to perceive spiritual domain. The next, Prabhupada writes, imperfect realization of the absolute by the partial approach of the impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma does not permit anyone to enter into the kingdom of God. So this is the deficiency, or you can say unqualified category. Who are they? Yogi, Jnani, Karmi are finished. They have no entrance to the spiritual kingdom. They can talk whatever they want. They can do whatever they want, but they have no entrance. Prabhupada gave it beautiful. One line made it very clear. So we have to understand, maybe we have a mini scale of this Karmi, Jnani, Yogi. Yes. One way to look at it, there are many explanations given. One way to look at it, so long I have a interest to know everything, do everything, through my own inference, through my own intelligence, through my own mind, we have no entrance to the spiritual. So, devotee means they only repeat what they heard from Guru. What Prabhupada says, we should repeat and understand and explain and hear it. If we mix our own, then it will be mixed. Realization is different. Realization comes by the mercy, but concocting and speculation is another thing. Then Prabhupada writes, Sri Narada advised Srila Vyasadeva to become absorbed in transcendental meditation on the personality of Godhead and his activities. Srila Vyasadeva did not take notice of the effulgence of Brahman because there is not absolute vision. The absolute vision is the personality of Godhead, as it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7.19 Vasudeva Sarvamiti. I give you one sentence in that. Prabhupada wrote so much like a nectar candy. You know, each line you can go on whole day talking about it, how important it is. Like a key point. In our practical life, how it is related? I see sometimes, I feel very happy in spiritual path. It seems like I don't need anything. Many devotees in our movement feel like this, that they are happy in Krishna consciousness. They don't need anything from this material world. They want to serve. But that contact itself can be dangerous. Not that you should be miserable. No, no, that happiness will be there. You will never lose it. But you have to have a constant desire to serve. Constant desire to serve, otherwise this is also as contagious as material enjoyment. Material enjoyment is contagious, but when you, through bhakti, by Krishna consciousness, you transcend, you come to this contact of Vasudeva platform, this is as bad as karmis. Because you feel happy, you happy, but our desire should be always to please and serve more and more and more. Always to serve. Father Emmanuel and Prabhupada's dialogue, similar conclusion. He says peace is everything, happiness, there's peace.
But if you think very deeply the conversation, I'm reflecting what I remember. In Vrindavan Leela, everything is dynamic. Spiritual life is dynamic, it's not stagnant. So from that angle, if you look at it, almost all the religion limits up to this. But problem is, to cross this peace and happiness in the Brahman connection, it's almost extremely difficult. But danger is, you can fall back to the material sense enjoyment again. So, under two things we can cross. If we have a subordination mentality and service attitude, serving. Only intention is not enough. Intention is very valuable, but intention itself is not enough. Practical service has to be done. So with these two components, we can cross that happiness domain and we'll come to higher happiness. That time we are not going to be affected with it. We'll be drowned into the ocean of happiness, but service will be the main prominent. So this is very important. Prabhupada's purport is like unbelievable. You know, I never felt so illuminated when we read this purport. In the Upanishad, then Prabhupada writes, in the Upanishad also it is confirmed that Vasudev, the personality of Godhead, is covered by the golden glowing Hiranmayana Patrena, veil of impersonal Brahman. When that curtain is removed by the mercy of the Lord, the real face of the Absolute is seen. See, Prabhupada is like hammering this point, very important, that we should not be satisfied on that platform. We have to go beyond. The Absolute is mentioned here as a Purusha or person. The Absolute Personality of Godhead is mentioned in so many Vedic literature, and the Bhagavad Gita, the Purusha is confirmed as the eternal and original person. The Absolute Personality of Godhead is the perfect person. The Supreme Person has manifold energies, out of which the internal, external and marginal energies are specifically important. My God, this purport has like so much nectar. So, how this relate to us? Well, guess where we are? We are in the middle. Tasya vayatasya purushasya deva sthane bhavato idancha paraloka sthanancha. Tasmin shandim tas... What's the verse? Tasmin shandim... Sandam tritiya sapna sthanam. Tishtannate ubhasthane pashyanti idancha paraloka sthanancha. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives this commentary that the soul, when they come to bhakti, they are in the middle, they can see themselves, material world and spiritual world, through this knowledge. And they can see what will bind, what will liberate, they can see clearly. But they, if they are focused, those who are focusing, absorbed in the material, they will fall down and they will take a little time to come back again. Those who are focusing on the seva, service, with devotional attitude and focusing on Krishna, absorbing, they will get out of that and go under the internal energy. We are product of our own decision, not situation. We have a free choice to be under Maya or Jogamaya. Every day, every moment. That conscious choice is within us. This is what Prabhupada gave, very nice purport. Now here Prabhupada goes further. The energy mentioned here is the external energy, as will be clear from the statement of our activities. The internal energy is there along with the Absolute Person, as the moonlight is there with the moon. Very nice example. The external energy is compared to darkness because it keeps the living entity in the darkness of ignorance. The word apashrayam suggests that this energy of the Lord is under full control, the internal potency or superior energy is called Maya, but it is spiritual Maya or energy exhibited in the absolute realm. When one is under the shelter of this internal potency, the darkness of the material ignorance is at once dissipated. And even those who are Atmaram or fixed in trance take shelter of this Maya or internal energy. Devotional service or Bhakti Yoga is the function of the internal energy. Thus, there is no place for the inferior energy or material energy, just as there is no place for darkness in the effulgence of spiritual light. Such internal energy is even superior to the spiritual bliss attainable in the conception of impersonal Brahma. So Prabhupada coming back and hammering again on this point, because he knows his followers will come to this stage, he's just trying to remind us, get transcend from there. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that the impersonal Brahman effulgence is also an emanation from the Absolute Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. The Param Purush cannot be anyone except Sri Krishna himself, as will be explained in the later sloka. This is beautiful. So Srila Prabhupada here very nicely, I was looking at the word to word meaning. Pranihita means without movement. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also give explanation on this. Every acharya comment on this verse, because this is one of the most prominent verse. There is a 5 gradation to acquire the knowledge. One is direct perception related to this world. One is indirect perception, pratyaksha paroksha. Means you use other senses to establish the truth. For an example, potassium cyanide. Nobody ever wrote it down, the flavor, taste, because anybody took it, died. But taking their senses, the other scientists are exclaiming, oh, potassium cyanide has flavor, has a effect, but it is not possible to explain how it's affecting, because whoever tasted died. So we also establish the truth by using other senses. Then above that is aparoksha. Aparoksha is samadhi, where you transcend, means this sense, the consciousness, thinking, willing, feeling, it comes out from the soul, emanate from the soul, and it channels down from the subtle, from the soul to the subtle to the gross. When we chant and we take the service attitude, nothing for me, I'm praying, I'm calling out my Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this service attitude, when I'm calling out, I want Lord to hear my prayers. Lord, please accept me. If there is no selfish motive, it is only for the pleasure. I belong to you. I want to serve you. Please accept me as a servant of your eternal servant. This is a nice way to say, Prabhupada says in one of the purport of Vitrasura, that always identify servant of the eternal servant. Means guru has to be from connected with this eternal Nitya Siddha level. So then what happened in that attitude, then it will transcend from aparoksha to adakshaja. Adakshaja means where no disturbance. The knowledge will be revealing the opulence of the Lord, majestic aspect, and seeing this, our submission will take place. Surrender, saranagati. Saranagati means, the word saranagati means giving myself, completely giving myself. When the soul gives, but soul cannot give without, because soul is buried
under the mind. So soul has to engage the mind in order to pass through. The free choice is there, free will is there. By the free will, the engage the mind, absorb, then the mind will be controlled by the intelligence. And then when it comes, contact with the Lord, in that service attitude, when reached to the heart by feeling, it transforms from intelligence to the feeling, then that time the soul will conquer everything material, three level. It will come to the fourth stage. At that time, no more problem of this material world. And then soul keeps on going, arise at the lotus feet of Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita explained this. 853. There's so many things to discuss. The cause was that the mind was purified by Bhakti Yoga. So Vyasdev is explaining that his mind was purified by the Bhakti Yoga, Amale. He saw the perfect form of the Purusha. This means Krishna, because it will later be said Krishna Parama Purusha in I think it's number 7. Krishna Parama Purusha, another famous verse. Instead of Purnam, Purvam is also seen. Purvam means I alone existed in the beginning. This confirms the Lord as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You don't have a mask, Prabhu?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should have mask. The Vyas saw the Brahman in its full form. If a person says, sees the external energy Maya, which has opposite qualities, this Maya is mentioned apparently separately with the words Mayam Cha. This energy took shelter behind Apashrayam, the Lord. Since this is described later with the following, Vilajyamanas Chasya, this is in 2.5.13, that the Maya Devi never comes in front. Maya Devi never comes in front, she always stays in the back because she feels guilty of punishing the souls. Not that she is doing on her own, it is Krishna's sanction, because the soul are rebellious, always argumentative, then they need to be corrected, just like a prison house. So she was given that opportunity to serve in that way, and that's how the Bhagavatam ends with this. And I'm going to say this, a short story, if I have time, let's see. That Vyasdev, he heard also many things from his guru, Narad Muni. Just a short understanding of, did Vyasdev knew about the Maya? He saw Maya today. Just imagine to see Krishna and Maya in the same vision. Same perception. You see Krishna, internal energy with all his incarnation in one scenery, with all his unlimited manifestation, and in the back of Krishna, there is a lady who is punishing all the conditioned souls. You are seeing both. It's very rare. Very rare opportunity. Nobody sees. You see either Krishna or Maya. Krishna sarva surja sama maya hai andakar jaha Krishna taha nahi maya radhikar. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, wherever Krishna there is no Maya, and where the darkness, you don't see the light. Through the darkness you will never find light. But if you turn on the light, darkness disappears. But Vyasdev saw it. One time Narad Muni, he wanted to see Maya. And he told Krishna that I would like to see your Maya. And then Krishna said, no, I don't want you to see Maya. So Vyasdev knew this. Interesting pastime. Where Narad Muni says, I would like to. The Krishna says, no, I don't want. So why you want to do this? He said, I want to experience your illusory energy. Krishna hesitant, he said, I never allow my pure devotee to experience this because it's painful. Some or other, Narad Muni was persisting, it came to a point where Krishna had to allow because he did not give up. And he came to logic and reasoning. He said, you love your devotee. Am I your devotee? He said, yes. Then you love me? He said, yes. Then why are you not fulfilling my desire? He said, but this is a painful experience of illusory energy. I don't want. He said, then if you love me, then you show me. If you don't show, you don't allow me to experience, that means you don't love me. Oh, this is a good logic. Anyways, after a while, from spiritual world they came to material world, they disguised a form of a brahmanas. They are going to here, there. At one point, Narad Muni says, so, we experienced this brahmanika, there's a nice pastime took place. And after that, Narad Muni says, so you're going to show me now, let me experience. I go to the material world so many times, and I deliver, but I see that they are suffering, but I don't experience, I don't feel like the what that suffering is. Anyway, Krishna seeing that he doesn't allow, he says, all of a sudden he created, as Krishna thinks, the energy, his internal energy acts, created a thirst in Narada and Krishna. So Krishna says, you feel thirsty? He says, yeah. Immediately there is a beautiful lake appeared, crystal water. Krishna says, I would like to have some water. Narada Muni says, let me go get it. So he went to get it. And when he went nearby, it is not so clear in the edge, so he had to go down to remove the debris and all this. And there is a clear crystal water. But when he went to get it, he slipped out and he went under the water. He came out, he forgot he was Narad Muni. He became a beautiful girl, most beautiful, attractive girl, and found himself or herself now in the middle of in the island of nowhere. And the story narrated by in a Purana, Skanda Purana also gives, Bhakti Charamaraj also narrated this story, different Acharya gives a commentary that how powerful Maya is. Anyway, Narad Muni eventually got married to the king. King was not married, then they had 50 children. And there was a Hare Krishna temple, and the pujari would come to the queen, please come, Janmashtami day. Said, you know, I have 50 children, I have to take care of them. So much here, more donation, go do big Janmashtami festival. I'll bring the children when I can, it's not, I don't have time. Sounds like one of the householders just like here. No time because they're so busy, and it's true, Narad Muni was experiencing, but he was not thinking he's Narad Muni. Anyway, end of the story, summary story is that they had a busy life raising 50 children and the small kingdom. When the children grown up, the wife Narada suggested to the king that let them get married. So they found princes from other country and they got all married. Then the whispering in the ear from husband to wife, princess to prince, that we should have our own country. Then the king and queen, Narada queen, they divided the country into 50, made into small country. And one of the queen, now they're king and queen, and the one of the queen whispered to the husband, he said, you should declare war against your brother and take over. He should work under you as a minister, not king. Or maybe mini king, but you are the emperor. Sure enough, it took place, and there was a big battle, and in the battle, I'm just trying to minimize the story, like everybody was dead, all the 50 children dead. Then Narad Muni was so scared, the queen, so depressed, cried, would not even cremate those 50 bodies or all these millions of soldiers died. Finally, everybody suggesting we have to do this, but no, king and queen devastated, they don't even have time to do anything, they just cry. Finally, a brahmana came. He said, why are you crying? Oh queen, go and cremate this He said, you don't understand. There is no value of life, whether cremate or not cremate. He said, you want to see your children? I see them in heaven. He said, how do you know? He said, I will show you. He said, how? He said, go take deep in that lake and you come out and I'll do it. So she came out. When he went the deep, came out as a Narada. And then the whole memory was there, but he realized it was some mystical dream type of things happened. So he came back. Krishna says, oh, you took some time. What happened? So nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. I want to know where you went. He said, no, nothing to talk about. No, I want to know. Did you see my Maya? He said, yes. He said, let's talk about it. He said, nothing to talk. No, please, I need to talk. I want to hear everything. Narad Muni opposed. Finally, it was went on and on. Narad Muni says, I don't want to even think about it anymore. It was the most miserable experience. So Narad Muni knows the suffering condition of the material world and how the soul goes through so much suffering. He invaded this to Vyasdev, and Vyasdev, seeing this now, experiencing through the Guru's mercy, he wrote this beautiful Bhagavatam. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Any comment, question? No? Okay.
There was, but we don't have to answer.
Okay. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Turvishya. Kripa Sindhu Vaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Nama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.